Right, I'm with Ray Morris in Studio One. The Zane Lowe session has just finished. You watched Zane Lowe, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was amazing. Really, really amazing.
The Gary Barlow stuff was really interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, like my mum loves Gary Barlow, and I think he's one of the most talented people I've ever like seen in front of me. Like, yeah, amazing.
Really. Interesting way of writing, though. I mean, he doesn't want to sit at the piano anymore, does he? He just kind of he does these backing tracks, and then kind of gets the lads in, and they all sing.
But I find that really like hard to understand, because obviously I just sit at the piano and do it, but it's kind of refreshing to know that you can move on to things like that, because I get a bit worried that I'm going to be sat at the piano for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but, what do I do now?
Help me.
We kind of talked about that before, didn't we?
Yeah.
How's it been in the morning? It's lunchtime now here at Abbey Road. How's it been for you?
Well, if I'm honest, I found it all a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because I'm surrounded by so many talented people, and I kind of want to meet everyone, but I'm just so overwhelmed by it all. But it's been like one of the best experiences I've ever had, just to sit and listen to Zane Lowe and Mark Ronson talk about, you know, their experiences. And I thought Mark Ronson was the most inspiring person. Yeah,
it's amazing, isn't it?
Amazing, completely.
What I like about Mark Ronson is that he sees things in people clearly that other people don't, and goes, I want to work with you. Exactly. Hey, let's do some stuff.
Yeah, it's complete outside of the box thinking all the time, and he's just he's kind of really beautiful.
One hell of a quiff, isn't it? He's got going on there. Got to be said.
Yeah.
What else did you see this morning then?
I watched the first one with the Kaiser Chiefs and Steve Lamacq? Yeah.
Steve Lamacq, yeah.
Which was really great, because I think just watching their struggle, like we were talking about before, weren't we, the struggle that they went through and how long it actually took them, it gives you a bit of insight into like how you don't have to expect everything to come to you so quickly, and it's just gonna, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen at some point. So
the weird thing is for the Kaiser Chiefs is they thought they had a label, it collapsed, and suddenly the damaged goods, nobody wanted to touch them.
Well, it's that's the horrible thing, isn't it, that they were called damaged goods, and it's like but they got seen eventually, didn't they, properly for who they really were, and that funny name that they had before, like
Parvo, some Parva.
Yeah, it wasn't brilliant, was it?
Some sort of virus, cool. That I'm sure it's a dog illness that I don't know about.
Really
right, is it going to inspire you to get back and get some musicians and get yourself into a place where you can really do some stuff?
I really hope so. I've been taking lots of notes and writing little lyric ideas down, so I'm sure I want to go now, go sit at the piano.
Well, you might not have networked today in the way that perhaps you know you might have wanted to inside, but there's a lot of names, there's a lot of people.
Absolutely.
On Twitter, there's a lot of other things you can follow.
I gave my CD to Zane Lowe. That's the one thing that I built up my confidence to do, and I just kind of
good stuff.
Him. Yeah, so really good. Yeah, brilliant.
Well, look, thanks very much for talking to us.
For giving me this opportunity, honestly.
No worries, it's nothing.
Cool.